I want to point out President Sheinbaum has consistently resisted pressure from the Trump administration to deploy U.S. forces to try to counter some of these drug cartels. She's saying American boots on the ground would violate Mexico's sovereignty. What do you make of the way she is reacting to this news, to these deaths? And also, what did you see on the ground? You've just come from Mexico yourself.
Exactly. And I think there's a really clear dichotomy between what you're seeing. What President Sheinbaum is undeniably reacting to is the Mexican political class's long-held suspicion that the United States is always going to violate Mexico's sovereignty, that they're going to do something behind their back. I used to call it the syndrome of the ambush. They always thought, you know, yeah, the Americans are here, but they're going to do something unilateral. And on the other side, the Americans always show up and say, which one of these guys is corrupt? In this case, she feels that she has to respond to those prickly concerns about sovereignty. But I got to tell you, I was just there. I don't see it reflected in the population, which wants the Mexicans and the Americans to collaborate on the organized crime problem.
You don't worry that this could lead to further mistrust, this news of CIA potentially officials being involved in this? This could somehow hamper joint operations in the future?
Well, let's be honest. I think President Trump's intemperate rhetoric, to put it very diplomatically, has done more to hurt the cause. I think one of the things you see going on here is that there is excellent cooperation at the operational level. There is dysfunctional political rhetoric at times, and it clouds it. So my hope is that there will be an understanding by both sides at a political level that the American people and the Mexican people want this kind of collaboration to go on.